One day, Eve was attending a different part of the garden alone when she was confronted by the devil in the form of a serpent.
Hello there, Eve.
Oh, who said that?
I did, Eve. That is your name, is it not?
Yes, it is. How did you know that?
I know everything. I know all about you, Adam, and even God.
You do? That's impossible. How could you?
It's simple. The fruit from the tree of knowledge, of course. If you eat from it, you will become wise and all-knowing, just like me.
We aren't supposed to eat from that tree.
Did God really say you must not eat from any tree of the garden?
We may eat fruit from the trees in the garden, but God did say you must not eat fruit from the tree that is in the middle of the garden. You must not touch it, or you will die.
You must not touch it, or you'll surely die. Whatever. That's not true. That's got to be the biggest bunch of baloney I've heard in this garden.
What?
Oh, nothing. Listen, you will not surely die. God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened. You will be like God, knowing good and evil. Trust me. Go check it out for yourself.
Well, you do have a point there. Those apples do look very delicious. Seeing as though we can eat from any other tree in this garden, I don't see how one apple from one tree could make any difference.
Exactly. Don't you want to be wise like God?
Well, that would be nice. Knowing everything God knows, I'll just take a teensy-weensy little bite.
That's it.
This is very good. Adam! Honey, come here.
Sure, dear. What is it? Oh my goodness, Eve! What are you doing? We're not supposed to eat off that tree!
Don't worry about it. It's okay. The serpent already explained that to me, that we really won't die. They're like some kind of weird and powerful magic apples. If we eat them, we'll be all-knowing, just like God. I ate some and look at me!
Well, I don't claim to be an expert in this kind of thing, but you don't look dead to me.
Yeah. Here, take a small bite.
Well, if you insist.